Welcome, Carl Schwan.
Yeah. Well, hello, everyone. We do a talk about Kegami, about conversion applications for Plasma Mobile and Plasma Desktop. So who I am? I'm a Kali developer since 2018. I'm a member of the Kali EV Foundation since 2019, and I started contributing to Kali by basically like working on the website and documentations, and then I started doing applications. I wrote actually multiple Kegami applications, not alone. For example, NeoChat, Matrix Client, Contrast, Contrast Checking applications, Tocodon, Mastodon Client, Calendar, like it's like a calendar applications, but also like does a bit more than Calendar, for example, contacts and soon emails, and Ariana, like an EPUB reader. I work at CADAB, but just 2 weeks ago, before I worked at Nestlab. So what is Kegami? Kegami is like a framework, UI toolkit to basically like build project applications. It's written in QML. QML is like a language developed by Qt to it's a declarative language. Basically, like it's sort of mix of JSON and JavaScript, and but with a really good integration with C++, so you can always use C++ often. It was basically QML was developed to build mobile and applications in the Nokia times. When Qt still was owned by Nokia, and that's why we are also using that. For Plasma Mobile, but also like to develop conversion applications, so not only for mobile, but also for desktop. Basically, how it works is that you have multiple pages. Here you can see like two pages. Here one has the list of emails, and here one second page with the content of the email. There's also like a driver concept. Basically, you can have things on the left and right, additional informations. This is like basically how it looks on desktop. And on mobile, you get only one page displayed at a time, like instead of two, only one. But it's quite the same UI. It's still like the same code, but what? And and for example, the drivers are as a mobile friendly. So instead of putting them on the left, you like have some sort of collapsed driver. Basically, there's two ways to have pages. Either you put them in the column, like here, like especially one after each of us, or you can also like put them as a layers on top of each of us. And each page has some actions. You can basically add some buttons at the top, details if you want. But that's basically like how you build Kegami applications. You see, like there's like a few concepts with the pages and the drivers, and that basically of most of the Kegami applications are developed. Like for example, for chat applications like NeoChat, you only have two pages: one left for the list of users or chats, and one right with the actual shapes. It's basic logs. Basically, like how Kegami started was 2015. We announced Plasma Mobile, but at that time we were still using the Plasma components. So basically, the same components that we were using for the Plasma desktop, we were using them to create applications. But it was causing issues because first they got a look of Plasma applets and as an applications, KD applications. They are not convergent, so you had basically like to build applications for mobile and another applications for desktop to have the same functionality. There was a lot of duplications of efforts. So that's why like 1 year later, Marco Martin, a maintainer of Kegami, created Kegami to basically only have to build one applications for both mobile and desktop. I mean, it's like I really like a long time ago, 8 years ago, no, 7 years ago. And yeah, when we tried to add more integration with the desktop, because even at the beginning, the key applications were more like mobile applications still. So one of the things that we did first was like to create a team for the desktop called QKC2 desktop team. Basically, like QTQ controls, the framework that we are, the QTQ QML allows you to have teams that basically implement the features. So we have like a, we had like a desktop team, what is looks like a desktop applications, normal QT widget applications. When you're later, we did a lot of work as well. So the colors, but they use the same colors on the desktop. So the QML application uses the same colors as normal QT widget applications. But I mean, before 2020, there was like almost no device where we could use Kigami. So the development was quite slow. Because, I mean, there was the Nexus 5, what kind of worked with, but it was still small, old device that was slow. Really slow. And yeah, when there was in 2020, Pine 64 announced the PinePhone. And I think that really helped to get new contributors. And as well, like, I mean, that's also why I started contributing to Plasma Mobile. It was launched with PinePhone. You had finally like a device that you can could buy and that supported Linux on. Last year, we also launched the Kigami add-ons. I will go more into that later. Basically, like in the recent times, we like started writing new components, like for example, ESS settings from Tokodon, the Mastodon account. We've rewrote, for example, the NeoChat, the list. To have a nice look. What did we do? Again, the Tokodon settings, we introduced the mobile form components that allows to basically mostly doing forms, but we are also using that for other stuff, basically display informations. We stole a bit the idea of GNOME for that because they look quite nice. It allows like basically like some conversions of the forms. Was one of the last introductions we added to Kigami. We also introduced tree views, like for example here it's in calendars. That allows to do tree display information as a tree. Pretty useful, for example, for the task view in a calendar, where you can see the task and subtask. Another one last introduction that I created, that I contributed to, is search pop-up. It's a nice component where you can basically like have a search field with a pop-up that appears when you click on it, with the results. It's pretty nice, I think, with nice animations. But cool. That's mostly it.
Thank you very much.
I was interested in how many devices are officially support Plasma Mobile or most productive device to use Plasma Mobile.
Can you repeat?
What kind of devices support Plasma Mobile well?
I mean, there's PinePhone Pro that are like supporting it quite well. When basically, Plasma Mobile team doesn't really like do all the advanced implementations. We focus on the UI because it's where we are quite good at. But the PostMarket OS folks, everything that runs PostMarket OS, for example, can run Plasma Mobile.
Okay.
because it's basically like just a shell on top of PostPacket OS, or Manjaro as a Manjaro mobile editions, and there's like a lot of other small distributions. As I think OpenSUSE has a mobile variant, and but basically everything that runs mainline. The important thing is it needs to be mainline support. We at the beginning supported as well like not mainline devices. But we had to stop that because there's too much work to support both this sort of device and mainline. We had a lot of issues with the telecommunications stack because we had Libofono, what we were using, but it wasn't really working well for us. So we switched to network mobile manager. Modem manager. And yeah, but basically, yeah, every device that runs mainline Linux will also run Plasma Mobile. I mean, you can also run it on the desktop if you want it. I wouldn't recommend that, but you can also do that.
May I ask one more question?
Yeah.
Is there a, what is the long term of the Plasma Mobile project? What's your goal? How are you going to distribute your environment? So, I'm really curious.
I mean, we have partnership with Pine 64. So they shipped Plasma Mobile on the Pine phone. But it's quite hard to, I mean, the problem is no mainstream mobile manufacturer has support for mainline Linux, and they are also not really interested to support that, and also not really interested to have something else than Android. So it's a bit. Because, I mean, there's not enough applications. I mean, it's one of the issues. Like Android ecosystem has a lot of applications. We can actually, like, there's a way to run Android applications on Plasma Mobile, but it's still, like, yes, before we can maybe see, like, it's run on pre-installed on other mainstream devices. I'm mostly focusing on applications because that's, I think, it's part where we are lacking the most, native applications. I don't really do the Plasma Shell stuff.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Yeah. Do you have some kind of support for progressive web apps in mobile?
I think there is as a browser, Angelfish does support progressive web app, if I remember correctly. Was implemented by Yona a few years ago. Yeah.
Do you have in Kirigami any support for switching light mode and dark mode?
Basically, it's using the ColorShim API that we are using. Basically, it works. So if you in your chat, it's implemented. You can basically switch the ColorShim. But by default, it just follows what the Plasma colors are. So if you have all the, it's basically like we are trying to have the Kirigami applications that are quite new and not yet completely mature to like looks and behave exactly like the older Qt widget applications. So basically, like if you change the colors, every application will change the colors, the Qt widget one and the Kirigami one. And but you can also like implement especially what one application should only be one theme, one color. It's also possible. Yeah.
Do you see more KD desktop applications being ported to Kirigami in the future?
it's always like a bit of a controversial theme. I've been with Calenda, I've been basically like rewriting with Claudio the entire Plim stack, as well, all the group applications like Calendar, Mail, Contact. It's quite a bit of work. I think it's worth it because it looks a bit more nicer, but it's still like a lot of work to get it completely right. And I mean, what you really want is basically like what at least the Kirigami applications and the Qt widget applications, because we can't get rid of all the Qt widget applications and what when everything Kirigami, but they integrate. But it looks the same, what they work the same, so when you interact with it, it should be like consistent. I mean, that's our goal, because we can't just co-write everything in Kigami.
Thank you.
If not, then thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, we have 50.